Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way. From the earth to the cross, my debt you paid. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. You came from heaven to earth to show the way. From the earth to the cross, my debt you paid. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. And I'm so glad you came to save us. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way. From the earth to the cross, my debt you paid. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you all for all of your many manifold blessings. We thank you for allowing us to see a brand new day, another day of victory, another day of mercy, another day of favor, another day of grace, and another day to bask in your presence and to be in your midst and to be in your glory. Lord, we lift your name on high. We love to sing your praises, whether we sing your praises on key or sing your praises off key. God, we love to sing your praises, oh God, because you're worthy to be praised and you're worthy to be adored. You told us in your word to sing unto you a new song, to make your name joyful and to make your name great. And David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in our mouths. We love to lift your name on high. We love to sing your praises because you have been such a good God to us. You've been better to us than we have been to ourselves in each and every morning, that you allow us to be able to see as another day that you're deserving of more glory and deserving of more honor and you're deserving of more praise. God, though the world continues to wax more and more evil, God, you remain the same. You remain loving. You remain patient. You remain kind. You remain tenderhearted. You remain long-suffering. You remain forgiving, God. You remain the same that you have been since yesterday, today, and forevermore. And because of your consistency, oh God, we can stand in yet these evil days. Because of your goodness, God, we're able to stand against the wiles of the wicked. God, just because of who you are, God, we're able to be boastful in our declarations that the Lord is good and his mercy is everlasting and his truth endured to all generations. Lord, some people, God, are not worthy of praise. Some people are not worthy of adoration, Lord, because they don't do things, oh God, to be able to receive thanksgiving, oh God. But Lord, you continue to do great things each and every single day. Lord, you even are better to us than we have been to ourselves or can ever be to ourselves. Lord, some of us spoil ourselves. Some of us, God, do things that we should not even do for ourselves, Lord. But Lord, you remain faithful and consistent, and God, you give us just what we need and more. Lord, you're always willing to give a sacrifice to us, Lord. If we're willing to submit to you and willing to go the extra mile, Lord, you're willing to bless us, Lord. You're not a stingy God. You're not a faithless God, but you are faithful in all that you do, oh God. You're faithful in all of your mercies, God. You're faithful in all of your grace, Lord. And so every morning that we rise, Lord, is an opportunity for us to give you thanks and to give you adoration and to give you glory. And so we thank you for just another day that you have made, another day, God, that you blessed us to wake up this morning in our right minds. God, another day, God, that you have blessed us with a reasonable portion of health and strength. Lord, we want to say thank you, oh God, because you blessed us with the use and activity of our limbs, God. You blessed us, oh God, with a reasonable portion of health and strength. God, just another day, oh God, to give you glory and to give you adoration, God, because you have been a keeper, oh God. You've given us another night's rest, oh God. It was not a sleep unto slumber, Lord, but it was a sleep unto rest, Lord, so that we can arise this morning and to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise, oh God. Many of us are weary in our bodies, Lord, but you're still worthy of the praise, oh God. Many of us have long days ahead of us, God, a journey to go forward to, but Lord, you're still worthy of praise, God. Many of us, oh God, are having different issues, oh Lord, with our bodies or, oh God, with on our jobs, oh God, or just in various different places, Lord, but you're still worthy of praise and worthy of adoration. And so we have risen early this morning just to tell you thank you, just to tell you that we honor you, just to tell you, Lord, that we lift your name on high. For you said in your word that if you are lifted up, that you'll draw all men unto you. Draw us nearer to thee. Help us, oh God, to let our light shine today. Oh God, that men might come draw to us and find out why is there a light in us. As much as evil is waxing more and more stronger in this world, as much as evil is prevailing in the lives of leadership and wickedness in high places, Lord, God, there's still something for us to give praise about. Because, Lord, if you bless us to see another day, Lord, that means you still have purpose. You still have something planned for our lives, some plans for our lives, Lord, for us to be a witness, for us to be an example, for us to represent holiness, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we declare right now that we need your anointing, God, to shine, oh God, in this dark and dreary world, Lord. We can't shine with our own power. We can't shine with our own light, Lord, because our lights are dim. But when you come into our lives, oh God, when you show yourself mighty, oh God, when you breathe the breath of life into us, oh God, and touch us and anoint us, Lord, then we wax stronger and stronger, and then we shine brighter and brighter, oh Lord. So help us to shine, Lord, today, so that you might get the glory out of us. Help us to shine, oh God, in the midst of our walk, in our talk, in our discussions, Lord. Help us to shine like you, oh God, and reflect the love of Jesus Christ in everything that we do. When we put our hands to things, oh God, let it be done for your glory, oh God. When we make our way to work, oh God, let it be done for your glory, oh God. When we make our way to school, oh God, let it be done for your glory, Lord. When we make our way back home, Lord, let it be done for your glory. Let everything, oh God, that have breath, oh God, give you the praise and the glory and the honor, because you do all things well. There's nothing that's too hard for you. There's nothing you cannot solve. And so we lay ourselves before you this morning. We surrender to your will, and we say yes to your will. And we say yes to your way. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save me. You came from heaven above, oh God, to show me the way. And if it had not been for you showing me the way, Lord, I would have gone to the ways that seem right. I would have gone to the path, oh God, that's wide, oh God, and many can make its way through. But I thank you, God, this morning that you showed me the way. You removed the scales from my eyes, Lord, that were causing me to be blind to the facts of this world and the actions of this world. And you allowed me to see you. And you've given me your eyes, oh God, that I may rebuke those things that are unlike you, oh God, that I may cast the devil not only out of my mind, but out of the minds of others as well. And you blessed me to see you in the beauty of holiness. Thank you, God, for your mercy. Thank you, God, for calling me out of darkness into your marvelous light. Thank you, God, that you have been such a blessing to me. Oh, God, and you've not only been just a blessing to me, but you've been a blessing to my family. You've been a blessing to the ministry, God, that you allow me to lead, and you've been a blessing to others as well. And so, God, we pray that, Lord, as we continue to go through this day, I ask, oh, God, that as you touch our hearts and that you touch our minds right now, Lord, that you would give us a better perspective on the things that are ahead of us today. Some of us know the obstacles already that we're coming ahead to. Somebody already knows the challenges that lay ahead for them this day. And Lord, sometimes because of the things that we know that are forming against us, we become worried and we become fretful, Lord. We see the great army that's against us, but we do not see the army that is for us. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that you would open up our eyes that we might see, and that we might see that he that is with us is greater than those that are against us. Lord, it may look like we're going to be doomed. It may look like, Lord, things may come up short. It may look like, Lord, that things may not work out for our good. But I declare right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, that as I get a better perspective, I can boldly declare that I know that all things will work together for my good. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what it sounds like. It doesn't matter, God, what it feels like. I declare and I know without a shadow of a doubt that he that is with me is greater than those that are against me. So, Lord, open up our eyes that we might see, that we may be able to declare and say or speak into our lives the greatness that you are and the greatness that is for us. Lord, help us to not speak defeat. Help us to not speak fear. Help us to not speak, God, death. For you have not given us the spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. That makes me look at the situation different, and I can get a better perspective on what's ahead for me. My perspective is, he that has begun a good work in me is able to perform it. So, Lord, if you bless me to see the day, Lord, you have a plan for me to be able to complete the day. And you're going to have the plan that you have for me are thoughts of peace and of not of evil to give me an expected end. So whatever I make it to at the end of this day, Lord, if I'm in your will and I say yes to your will, then it's according to your plan and it's according to your will. So, Lord, I don't have to be fearful. I don't have to be fretful. Oh, God, I can change my perspective and see it from your eyes instead of seeing it from my eyes. Reveal yourself to us today. I ask, oh God, that you would show us your glory, oh God, today. All day long, let there be praises on our lips, oh God, to magnify you and to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. Thank you for the victory, oh God. Thank you for the victory even now, God. And thank you, God, for what you have in store for us in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for the celebration last night as we celebrated our leader, Bishop Ted Thomas, 50 years of ministry, in his re-election to the general board. Lord, I pray that you continue to bless him and touch him with many years to come.
Anoint him right now, God, and revive him and refresh him, Lord. Breathe life into him, oh God, and help us to undergird him in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for all that came to celebrate with us last night, and we pray that you would give them safe traveling mercies and grace as they make their way home. And as we make our way home, God, we pray that you would guide our hands, lead, guide, and direct us, and that everything that we left, oh God, let it be in place when we make our way home in the name of Jesus. I pray for my daughter Crystal right now, God, that you would touch her body. From the very crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord, touch her right now and drive out that sickness, Lord, that's been lingering around for far too long. We plead the blood of Jesus right now that you would cover her and saturate her and heal her body now in the name of Jesus. And then I call on the name of baby Noel, God, little baby Bella Nova, God. And God, we pray for all that might be sick among us. We pray for continued or speedy healing and recovery for Sister Lysandra, missionary Lysandra Miller. And then, Lord, we pray for your blessings on this day. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your tender mercies. And thank you for your grace and unmerited favor. Lord, I pray for the nation, oh God. Before I end, I must pray for the nation, Lord, because the leadership of this great country, oh God, is waxing more and more foolish and waxing more and more evil, Lord. But this is just a time, Lord, that the nation needs to be healed, oh God. This is just a time that the nation needs to be set free. And you said, Lord, according to your word, that if we would just get on our knees and pray and ask for forgiveness, oh God, and ask and turn from our wicked ways, then you'll hear our pleas, oh God. You'll hear our cries, oh Lord, and you'll send healing, you'll send deliverance, God, and you'll send victory, Lord, in the land in the mighty name of Jesus. If we would just take time to pray and stop complaining, if we'll take time to pray and stop tweeting and texting, if we'll just take time to pray instead of posting messages on Facebook, God, then you'll hear from heaven, then you'll forgive our sins, then you'll heal our land, oh God, and you'll do it for your glory and do it for your honor. So give us to pray. And I pray for the president. I pray for Congress. Lord, I pray for the nation, Lord. We have sinned, oh God, but I thank you that you are a merciful God and you hear the prayer of the righteous. That's why you said that the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous, it availeth much. So prayer is our answer today. And so I pray over mine. I pray over everything that I'm connected to. And, Lord, I pray for the connections that are connected to them as well. So touch our families, touch the ministry, Lord, touch the brethren that I serve with, God, and bless us as a nation. And so, God, I thank you for another opportunity to pray. I thank you for another opportunity to tap into you. And I thank you, oh, God, that you remain the same. I again say, Lord, I lift your name on high. I love to sing your praises. I'm glad that you're in my life. And I'm glad that you came to save me. And so bless us, oh God, today. Let your spirit abide with us all day long. If there's anything in us that's unlike you, Lord, I plead the blood that you would cover us, wash us, purify us, and make us whole right now so that we may worship you in spirit and in truth all the day long. And we'll be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praises. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God, amen and amen.